Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell, and we are going to talk about release to achieve more. And all month long, I have been sharing goal setting tips and goal achievement strategies that you can use that will help you to achieve more goals in next year, in the coming year. And also the goal setting tips that can help you to set a more, help you set clearer goals and help you to set a much stronger foundation so that you can achieve the goals that you set. So with that being said, I thought it would be great to talk about releasing. And what made me think about this or want to talk about this is sometimes I get the opportunity to talk to different people or to listen to different people when they're sharing information. And then it makes me think, wow, if they could just let that go, if they could just release that, then they could really move a lot faster and they could go a lot farther. So I thought this would be a great goal achievement strategy for me to share. So what I'm going to do is, as I talk more about releasing so that you can achieve more, I am going to share two strategies or two types of results that you can get as a result of releasing. Because you know what happens is that sometimes achieving a goal such as getting into shape or bringing in more money, more income, or improving your relationship with others, that can seem to be more difficult than it is. And you said, well, you know what? I worked to improve in my business and bring in more revenues, and everything I did, all of the work I did, and I know I did the right thing, but, and made the right moves. But you know what? The money just did not come in. Or when it comes to losing weight or becoming more physically fit, is you find yourself saying, you know what? I worked out and I worked out and I worked out, and you actually did do it. And you said, and you know what? I barely moved the needle on the scale. So I don't get it. Or my fitness, it does not seem like it's improving. So I don't understand, you know, what is going on. And sometimes when it comes to relationships, same thing. You say, you know what? It doesn't matter. All of the issues I've had this year with my friends, with family members, or in different relationships, and even some of the new people that I've encountered, what is going on with that? And even though you set goals to have better relationships or to build more empowering and fruitful relationships, and you set this amazing goal so that you could get into shape, and you said, you know what, I'm going to bring in tons of money. So you had that all, everything in place. And somehow it seemed to be so difficult, and it seemed like it was an uphill battle in no matter what category. But I want to say this to you, and as always, like I said, there's a caveat. Now, when these things happen, that does not mean that, that doesn't mean you should quit, first of all. And secondly, it doesn't mean that just because you set these goals that everything is supposed to go smoothly and it's supposed to go be super easy. You are going to encounter some challenges. Okay, so the difference is you need to know what's really going on and take a look at what's going on so that you can come up with strategies that will help you to get unstuck and unblocked and to help you move forward. Now, speaking of which, I have a great video on YouTube where I talk about how to get unstuck and how in business and in life. And so it's very short, but it has some really great information that can help you with that. All right, let's get back on to our topic for today, release to achieve more. Now, you might find it difficult and you may have had a difficult year this year. And here's the thing. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight as to what you might want to take a look at as you set your goals for next year, or as you map out your plan of action and strategize how you're going to make all of this happen. You may be having a difficult time because you are holding on to grudges or other types of unforgiveness and even some fears. And you may have been doing it so long and until you have turned it into a habit. Now, that may not make sense, but let's think about this. If you find yourself complaining about every little thing or finding fault with people that you don't even know, or you're watching television and you're giving it a negative opinion, or you are doing or you're judging someone based on what you heard on the news, you know, there are signs that perhaps there's some anger going on in you, and perhaps you are taking it out on anybody that you can take it out on. So you want to take a look at that and see if there's something that you need to release so that you can move forward. Now, every single year, to make sure that I don't harbor ill feelings or hold on to things, because in business and even in life, when you're dealing with family and friends and other loved ones, even you can really have some issues pop up that can really cause you to want to hold a grudge against that person. Or when you think about them, you don't think any good thoughts about that person. But here's the thing. When that takes place, you know what? You are affecting you. You're affecting your outcome. You're affecting your ability to achieve. You're affecting your ability to thrive. And if you just take a step back, this is not something that I need to convince you as to whether it's true or not. But if you take a step back and you look at your life, you'll see the signs there. So take a look and think about releasing whatever the grudges are, or whatever areas of unforgiveness you're harboring, or whatever those fears are that you're holding on to. Think about releasing all of that. And as I was about to say, every year I have this ritual that I do where I go through and I actually write down the names of anyone that I think I might feel when I think of them, if I feel any ill will toward them. I write down their names, and this ritual has about maybe 4 or 5 steps, and I'm not going to share it on today's show. However, it is in my book, High Impact Power Goal Setting. But just to give you a little glimpse into how that works, it is about me coming up with a method that allows me not to go into the next year carrying the same issues or the same anger or whatever drama that had taken place in my life, not carrying that with me. So when the new year comes in, I walk in with a clean slate. Okay. And I think it's really good, because what that does is, you know, here's the thing. When you're carrying a lot of unforgiveness, or you're holding grudges, or you're constantly complaining because you're afraid of something and you're not dealing with these things, all you're doing is weighing yourself down. So when you're weighing yourself down, it becomes very difficult for you to achieve the goals that you set. You really want these goals. You have the capability, and yet you will do things consciously and unconsciously to sabotage those goals so that you don't move forward, so that you don't actually achieve the goal, because you've been blaming someone else for so long or holding all of these grudges and so angry until you, when you don't achieve the goal, well, you can always find someone else to blame or a situation to blame. If this hadn't happened to me or if they hadn't done that to me, I'd be a lot further along in life. You know what? Hey, in order to get further along in life, you just have to do what it takes and you start where you are, this power in the present moment. My video, how to get unstuck in business and life, you know, I give as some very good tips in that. So you guys might want to go to YouTube, Pat Council Live on YouTube and check it out. And I have the link in the show notes. So you can click on that and listen to it and you can get more insight when it comes to really taking a look at where you're headed and what has been stopping you. And so the thing is that when you don't release whatever it is you're holding on to, these are low energies that will prevent you from becoming the success that you are capable of becoming. And so this prevents you from moving forward when you're holding on to all of this. And it prevents you from moving forward. So it becomes next to impossible for you to achieve your goals, because goals are actually achieved based on what you do in the present moment. And so if you're harboring ill will, if you're holding on to grudges, if you're holding on to unforgiveness, if you have different fears that you're allowing to hold you back, then one of the things that you're doing is you're not releasing. You're not releasing the right energy, and you're also not releasing energy and situations that don't serve to move you forward to your best life. You know, I kind of like to think of it like this. When I'm at the gym and I want to move the seat forward on a machine, I have to actually kind of pull that release lever and release the lever so that the seat will actually move. Because if I don't release the spring on that, it's not going to move. It's just going to stay there. And no matter how badly I want it to move, no matter how hard I push on it, no matter how hard I try, guess what? I've gone nowhere. The seat has not moved one inch. So what is it? I'm not able to effectively and properly work out on that machine. And as a result, I will not get the results that I'm after. So when you think about everything that you're holding on to, I think that when we go into 2021, it is best to really take a look at our lives and think about what we truly want, what we truly desire, and really be honest about what's holding us back. So the thing about it is you want to think about what is it you need to release. So I want to suggest to you that you write it down. If it's a person or some people that you've had some issues with, or a long family situation or a friendship situation, then I want you to write it down, you guys. Write it down and reconcile with it. Now, one of the things that I do is I actually say out loud, and perhaps not in these exact words, but I actually write down that I forgive them. And then I say it out loud that I forgive them. You know, I forgive you. I let go of the situation and I send them lots of love. And that way I can move on. And so when you can release whatever you're holding on to, whatever low energy situation or low energy idea or low energy behavior that you've been holding on to, then guess what's going to happen for you? Two things. Number one, your confidence is going to go up and you are going to feel better about you. Because here's the thing, when you're saying things are harboring ill will or not feeling good about a situation, or you're walking around being so fearful to the point where everyone else can kind of control your life, when you're allowing these kinds of energies to dominate your life, then you're not confident. You don't believe that you can do it. You want to make it happen. It's a strong desire that you have. However, you write the goal, you go through all of what it takes to make the goal happen. But when it's time to follow through, you find reasons to sabotage it, because the more you carry these low energies with you, it's kind of the worse you feel about you. Okay. That's the best way I know how to say that. So think about that. The second thing is that when you can release what's been holding you back, Well, your mind expands. And when your mind expands, this expands your reality and what you see and what you're willing to accept into your life. You create this reality that works for you, not against you. And so your mind expands, your reality expands. And guess what? You are going to achieve more. And here's the little inside tip, you guys. Usually, whatever's holding you back, it's usually in your mind. That's where it's starting. That's where it is. So it's usually something that you are carrying around in your mind, or you've created a story, and the story may not even be, sometimes we hold on to things for so long and until we turn ourselves into a victim. In other words, we paint this picture that someone else victimized us or someone else did things that's wrong to us. Now, this is not to belittle or to make light of things that have happened to you in your life where someone did victimize you. However, you have a decision to make. What do you want for your life? If you want to move forward, if you want to have a better life, then you know what? You need to recognize you were not born to be a victim. Okay, you're built by design to win. It's how God designed you. He designed you so that you could be amazing. He designed you so that you could be an achieving machine. So think about that when you are setting your goals, and go back and look over your goals if you've already set them and say, hey, you know what? Are these the most goals that empower me the most? And if they are, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. The only thing that matters is what I do today. And today I choose to win. Today I choose to do life with power. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you. And I'm going to be back with more goal achieving strategies and lots of goal setting tips to help you get to where it is you say you want to be. Hey, enjoy this day. And once again, do life with power.